So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Shoot, yeah. Welcome back, Nation. It's a proper Football Friday. Of course, now it's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to Greystone-Roofing.com. Here's the king.
Hey, kids. Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucius. I appreciate you playing that. And happy birthday this weekend.
I appreciate you, sir.
Happy birthday, sir.
I've never seen this bottle of Corralejo that you purchased. Well, I thank you for this bottle. I've never seen this bottle. It's always the blue bottles.
Awesome.
This looks fancy.
Yeah,
I'm going to hide it.
I actually
keep it forever when it's done, right?
Nobody's getting this one.
It's like decoration.
I reached out to a tequila expert. You're my first tequila expert, and I had a second tequila expert.
I'm just a drunk.
And so this second tequila expert, I told him the kind of the brand I was looking for, and he said this is the one you need to get him in.
Yeah, this is crazy, man. Wow. I've never seen this.
Yeah. So enjoy.
Thank you, sir.
I hope you have a good one. And that's on Sunday, too. Yep. So wish Lucius a happy birthday on
Sunday. How many milliliters is that bad boy?
What is
it? Is that a 750?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
750 mils.
I hope your Sunday's peaceful.
That's what I want it to be.
Just you, a cigar, and your tequila.
Yeah, and some steaks made on the grill.
There you go.
And some NFL playoffs.
Yeah, some playoff
that's
football.
What I would like. Please.
Gosh, that's the dream,
that's
bro.
That's what I want.
That's a birthday right there.
Well, they're trying to set me up to do all types of things. Let's go out here to the steakhouse, and then we'll go in and this. I was like, no, see, you guys do that for your birthdays.
Yeah.
And I'll go along with it.
Yeah.
We're chilling.
Just leave my ass alone. Yeah. Well, good. I hope you get your wish.
Thanks, sir.
All right, playoff true or false. I'm going to read you a statement about these playoff teams.
Okay.
And I'm trying to take a statement from each game. And you tell me, and I'm going to put it in a way of, I'm going to give you the ranking of what this team is at this particular
metric. All right.
And you tell me if this is true or false from what you know about this football team. All right, ready?
Ready.
True or false? I'll start with you on this one, Dawson.
Sure.
San Francisco's passing attack against the Blitz is ranked 23rd in the league.
Okay.
San Francisco's passing attack, when they face a Blitz, is only ranked 23rd in the league.
I'm marking A for true.
True on that one. Wolchuk?
I'm going to go the opposite and just say false, because I think I saw somewhere Purdy had been pretty good against the Blitz, but I could be totally off on this.
Saying false.
I don't have a lot of confidence.
You're leaking confidence on
leaking
this.
Leaking confidence. We're going false.
How about you there, Chieftain?
Yeah, I will also go false. I will go false just because I think the Niners are kind of like carried by their offense.
Actually, that's true. Dawson was right.
There you go.
49ers are ranked 23rd when facing the Blitz. Why do I always feel like that San Francisco handles the Blitz throwing the ball better than anybody else?
Yeah. You know what? Like, when you say 23rd, is that in, like, yards per completion?
Yeah.
Or is that
they're way down. They're down the list. Like, it's not good.
Right.
They're not number one.
Right.
Yeah. They're not number one.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that he's just lost his weapons. You know,
I think the run after catch and stuff like that, I think that's another thing that's hurting this team. How about this one, Wooly? Philadelphia's deep passing game, their offense, is ranked 7th in the league.
Wow. That would be very surprising if it were true, because that's been the complaint. But I think some of that is they just haven't done it enough.
Here
so when they do, I think they have been pretty effective. Like, I've seen DeVonta Smith make some crazy plays down the field. So I'm actually going to lean true. I'm going to go counter to the thinking of their offense is bad, so that can't be. Give me the true on this.
How about you there, Chieftain? Philadelphia's deep passing game, 7th best in the league.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could see it from maybe a success rate standpoint being good. Like, when they do it, they find success with it. I don't know. I guess I'll just go true here as well.
Dawson.
I think it's true, but I'm going to actually say false just because I want to run away and hide in this competition. I'm going for a 2-0 lead against the boys right here. Get the rare dub. So I'm taking a chance here, Brian. False.
It's actually true.
Oh, thank goodness.
Philadelphia's speed passing game is the seventh best in the National Football League.
We're all knotted up. Is that a success rate stat?
Yeah, that's a success rate.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Makes sense. Like EPA, I'm sure they're not rocking.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
But from success rate, yep. Like they should do it more. Throw it up to AJ Brown. Not a bad idea.
Dawson.
Yeah.
Carolina Panthers rushing game in the red zone is only the 30th best in the league. They're near the bottom. Carolina's pass rushing game in the red zone is ranked 30th.
I'll buy it. Yeah, I'll buy it. It's been a good run game, but I think I remember, you know, he had that problem last year, Rico did. And I think we talked about maybe their red zone inefficiencies going into that game in week 5 or whatever that was. So I'll buy it.
True.
How about you there, Wooly? Carolina's rushing game in the red zone's only ranked 30th.
I think Stink...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Alluded to this as well when we had him on because he's been basically the voice of the Panthers.
He has been for like seven weeks.
Yeah, Fox games. I think they have had red zone issues.
Running the ball.
Yeah, running the football. I think we've seen Tet McMillan get some red zone action. I'll go true on this one as well.
How about you there, Chieftain?
I'll be the odd man out. Give me a fart.
Saying false on that?
Yeah.
It's actually true.
Damn.
You would think with Carolina, though, that with the way they have run the ball overall, that they wouldn't have problems in the red zone. That's hard to believe. I mean, I could see them being mid-pack, but not 30th.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it makes sense because they are not an actual playoff team. Like, we're talking about them in the playoffs, but they're not really a playoff team.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that they would suck in probably a multitude of categories.
It's a different game down there.
Different game. Wooly.
Yep.
The Los Angeles Rams, they are first in the National Football League when it comes to play-action passing.
Like how often they do it or how successful they
are
at
it? How successful they are at it.
I'd say that's true. I mean, look, Kyren Williams is awesome. I would think McVay is a play-action guy. So I'm going to go true. I think that Matthew Stafford, MVP-type season, a lot of it's due to play-action pass success.
Dawson.
I'm going to say false. I think it's the Colts.
Eric.
I will go true here as well. I mean, they've done a lot more under center this year. They're getting heavy personnel. I think their play action usage is probably pretty up there.
They are number one.
Bang.
They are
going all trues here, boys?
We'll see. You never know.
No, I think from Broadus' side, the answers, I think it's a lot of Mark A for Mark, true
Mark
under Scantron.
You never
true.
Know. Yeah. You just never know.
Here did you guys have Scantrons ball. In school?
Yeah,
Scantrons. Yeah.
Are they not using Scantrons anymore?
I don't think they are.
It's a lot of digital testing, I think.
I can't imagine taking a test without a Scantron.
I know.
That's nuts.
Wooly. Oh, actually, this would be Chief.
Here we go.
Chicago's offense. Rushing efficiency, third best in the league.
Rushing efficiency, Chicago, third best.
You looking these
the
things
league.
Up while we're playing?
No.
Hell yeah, he is.
He's over there scrolling around.
He's smart as hell for doing
it. I'm just like doing weird things while I'm thinking about the question.
Okay.
Third in the league?
Third in the league when it comes to rushing efficiency.
I'll say fart.
Dawson?
I'm going to say fart as well because Chief just called you out for having all trues. Man, would you do that, though? I'm trying to get inside your head.
Mm-hmm.
who is it? DeAndre Swift? Is he that good?
It's Swift and Manungai. I mean, Manunga's been pretty good.
That's Manunga, false. That bowling ball from Rutgers. They should have taken him over freaking Blue. The hell are they doing? I'm going to say false as well.
Dawson, did you say true or false, by the
way? I said false.
False. That's actually true.
Gosh darn it.
Yeah.
Threw me off the scent.
That's true. That's true. Green Bay Packers.
False.
Wooly?
I don't even need it. It's false.
Okay. Green Bay Packers, quick game. The quick game, the quick passing game. Efficiency.
This is interesting.
In the quick game. In the quick game passing efficiency, second in the National Football League.
Quick game, second. I'm going to say that this is false. It's hard to judge their passing attack, honestly, because they've had so many injuries. I think with Tucker Kraft, it was. I think without him, it's probably dropped off. So I'm going to say false.
Dawson?
I'm going to say true.
Chief?
Yeah, I'll go true as well.
That's true. Second best when it comes to the quick game. By the way, I think the Miami last night, the Miami guys, the pass rush.
Yeah.
I think that quick game was tough on them last night for those two guys.
It definitely
rushing
was.
The passer.
I mean, they had one sack in the game.
And,
where
and their secondary
like
being
six.
Compromised, yeah. that hurt them too.
But Bain still had six pressures.
He did.
And he had a play where he lined up over the center and just totally undressed him in like a Micah Parsons style.
Gotcha. Chief, I'll go back to you on this one. Buffalo's defense.
Okay.
Only 29th best in the league when it comes to inside runs. 29th best inside runs defense.
This is the most confident I've been. If this is false, I'm going to be so ticked because that's the thing about Buffalo is stopping the run is not good, and stopping it on the inside I think is really bad.
How about you there, Dawson? 29th best stopping inside runs.
What team is this?
Buffalo.
Wow, no.
What team is this?
False.
Wooly.
I'm going to go true on this.
It's actually true.
Yeah.
They're struggling.
ETN.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. ETN, big game.
All right, let's go Dawson again.
Bring it.
Jacksonville, defensively, when it comes to pressure, against teams throwing the ball, they're number one.
Wow.
Just rabbit.
I figured I'd heard about I'm going to say false. I'm going to go with Houston.
They've been pressuring me.
How about you there, Chief?
Yeah,
Jacksonville's defense, passing versus pressure.
I will say false. I do have a lot of respect for their defense. I don't think they're the best pressuring the quarterback. Like, best in the league?
Pass defense, number one. That's what I'm asking. Are they number one?
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
I'm going to fart on it as well. I'm going to say absolutely not.
It's true. They are number one.
Unbelievable.
So this is true.
It'd be so weird to see them in the Super Bowl, wouldn't it?
It would be. But they got a shot.
They do have a shot.
They are legit.
Last one for you here. New England's offense ranks 27th overall when facing pressure. New England, 27th overall when facing pressure.
Yeah, I'll
say true. I'm taking the field, going false.
I'll go true.
The final one?
It's a false.
It's false.
It's true.
Oh, yes.
Let's go.
Every one of these things that I read were absolutely true about the teams in the playoffs for this weekend.
I love it. You foiled me once again, Broadus.
Yeah,
that's
about
pretty
that,
good, though.
You dog, you.
Yeah, how about that? Thank you, boys.
Daddy Tallywacka.
Enjoy the games.